Real quickly, let me give you some fresh direction this year. I'm not going to keep you a long time, but I want to give you some fresh direction today. Then we're going to close out with a time of just solidating this time. Is that right? Okay, am I saying that right? We're going to cement this time together. Amen. All right, we're going to cement this time together with communion as we leave today. And I thank you in advance for your patience. We've had a lot for getting in today. This is very important. I do have a short video today, I believe. I picked a video today. I feel like one of the motivates you as we present a vision. I want to give you a video. I think one of the best motivational speeches I've ever heard given to a sports team. I thought today you might enjoy to get you ready to hear the fresh vision of our church.
Most of you been playing this game your whole lives. So I'm not asking you to win tonight. I'm asking you to be perfect. It's not about the scoreboard. It's about being able to look your teammate in the eye and knowing that you've done everything you could. Look your teammate in the eye. And put him on your heart forever. Because forever is about to happen. In any fight, it's a man in the fight that is willing to die that's going to win the fight. So to win this game tonight, you have got to be willing to look death in the face. Because, boy, death can take our lives, but it cannot take our freedom. You boys ready to play ball?
Sometimes we need a motivational speech to get us ready. That's what I feel like today, getting you ready today to receive the present directional vision that God has for us. Today we're going to talk about this thought, and we've been talking about jumpstarting the year. We've talked about several lessons on jumpstarting. Today, as we jumpstart the year, I want to talk to you about this thought of present directional vision. Scripture makes it very clear, where there's no vision, the people perish. That's what Scripture teaches us. Where there's no vision, people are dying. So basically, when a church has no vision of where it's going, the next steps it needs to take, if that church is a dying church. And so we as people, we need direction. We need a vision of what God is calling us to. And I believe these are the direction immediately we're going to be doing this next year that God has got for us at Destiny Church. Number one, we got to continue to make room for our growth. As you can see around you, we got to prepare for the growth that God has for us and continue to do that. So how do we do that? First of all, we need to purchase 100 more chairs, okay? We need to purchase 100 more chairs. We're going to purchase 50 black and 50 khaki, just like we have right here. And we're going to make them fit, okay? We're going to fan out the auditorium, add some more chairs in, strategically put them in. And we're going to place in 100 more chairs. That would allow us to grow approximately, obviously, about 100 more people. By the time you take away, get about 80% full. That's about right, 75% full with those chairs is about right. And you'll probably have another 15 to 20 kids from nursery and preschool and elementary that are involved in that as well. And so that'll give us a little bit of time. We need to do that before Easter so we can keep up with the growth that's going on. And, of course, during that Easter season, we know we'll have big crowds happening. So we need to get 100 more chairs. And what my plan is to come to you at the end of the month, we're going to take up an offering for these chairs. I'll just tell you how much they cost in advance. I'll talk to you about that, and we'll plan that out. And we'll just say, I'm going to buy one, two, three, how many you want to buy, and we'll just take care. We'll knock off 100 chairs and one service, and we'll take care of that. We'll get those orders and get them here real soon. And we're going to grow. We're going to add 100 more chairs. Isn't that exciting? Yes. Prepare for 100 more people. Yes. We need to finish out, also talking about chairs, we need to finish out the student ministries wing. That's completed. That was our vision last year. Was part of that vision was to see the completion of that wing, and now that's been done. It's about 95% done. And as we get that ready and get that finished out, we're going to need to come in there, and we got to We got about $2,000 worth of electrical work that we didn't know we was going to have to do in there to get to. Otherwise, all that phases ran on the same phases in here. And you put two different sound systems and lights and video on that. It's just too much. So we got to run some more phases back there so we can have separate lines for their lights and for their sound and video. And so as we do that, we got about $2,000 worth of material to do that and to get that up and ready. We're also going to have to get them two different sound systems and to get them the things they need, video equipment, and we want to do it right. They're also going to need their own chairs, and so we're going to get chairs in there for them. So we're going to come up, and we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be helping them finish up those things. That's our first on our priority list, to help them finish out. They're going to be started back there, but we're going to come along as they're starting and continue to make it better and help them finish out so they can have a first quality place to worship. The elementary will have their own worship area, and the teenagers are going to have their own worship area, and it's going to be one of the first best places in town when kids come, and they're going to say, "That's our room. That's our room. It's cool." And they're going to be excited about being belonging there. You say, "Pastor, is it all about fun and getting?" No, it's about God meeting those students' heart. And you prepare a place where they can come in and have ownership. We're going to have Xboxes in there for them. We're going to have other things going on, but it's not about that. That's just things to do before and after church. What it counts is when they have worship in there and passionate worship and have a lesson geared right for them, they meet the heart of God and God's going to meet them. I guarantee that teenager is going to explode with students and teenagers after we help them prepare. And so we're excited about that as we continue to make room for growth. After we grow out of 100 chairs, we're going to have to go to two services. We'll have no other choice but to go to a second service. We can go to about 100 more chairs, and then we're going to have to think about going to two services. So that may be by the end of the year. That may be sometime next year, the following year. But that's where we're at. Someone's asked me, "Pastor, are we going to buy property right away and build?" No, we're going to maximize what God's given us here, because we believe that God has given us this building, so we're going to be good stewards of what God's given us. And so we're going to maximize, because the most of what we've invested here, and what we've done and remodel and getting it to where it's at, we're going to invest and just get a return on that. And so we're going to double up our service. We'll start a second service when that gets to capacity of those 100 chairs. Then we'll come back and I'll talk to you about how we're going to do that and when that happens. That's not what we're going to do right away. We're going to fill up those 100 chairs first, okay, and get this thing going. And then we'll have to start a second service. And then at that point, then we'll talk about the future moving and things we're going to do at that point. Second thing I want to talk to you about is the mission trip to Brazil. I'm really excited. I tell you, if you've never been on a mission trip before, you have missed out on what God's got for your life. I think everybody, whether you feel like you're called to be a missionary or not, if you ever have a chance to go on a mission trip and it fits into your schedule and to your budget, it is worth going. It will change your life. I've never met one person who went on a mission trip and said it didn't change my life. And so we're going to be going to Brazil around the second week of August. We're going to be talking more about this over the next few weeks. Matter of fact, our missionaries to Brazil, Hillary and Aldaí, you guys know them. They were here doing some itineration. They're here back and forth in the States. They're always here and speaking for us. And we support them every month. Some of their family is here. Matter of fact, her mom and dad just got back from Brazil and helped bring back a video. And her mom's going to be helping. Christy's going to be helping me organize this trip. And we'll be talking more about this over the next few weeks, giving you information on exact dates and time and what it costs to go on the trip. But once you go ahead and play that clip, they sent us a little message from Brazil inviting us to come down, as they got some of their team members in their house. And Hillary and Aldaí sent a little.
Hello, Destiny Church. We are so glad to be able to be sharing with you. And we wanted to give you a look at our team that we have, God has been putting together, that we've been teaching and training. And we've had a wonderful night in the presence of the Lord tonight. And so we're just going to give you a quick snapshot of this, let them say hello to you, and hopefully you'll be able to come on a mission trip to Brazil and meet them. We love you, and we miss you, and we thank you for all of your prayers.
Americanized, yeah, you got it.
Hello, Destiny.
So you can see there, they've got a team of people already. They've actually started the home church and have got gotten a new building just recently, and they're starting to plant the church there as well as other ministries are doing. We're going to take a trip down the Amazon River on a boat and minister to villages, remote villages that you wouldn't get to unless you go to it by boat and down the Amazon. So it's going to be quite the adventure trip, and we want to invite you to go along. We'll talk more about that over the next few weeks as we get more time to spend to that. The third thing today I want to talk to you about, sometime this year, our goal is by the end of the year to have the purchase of the video recording equipment and editing equipment that we begin to video our services. And so we're going to need certain equipment to do that. We're going to need to upgrade the video and editing equipment that goes along with that. And the reason for that is we want to put our services on live, the internet. Right now we have our podcast going on, which is being listened to around the world. We have people write us all the time. We're on iTunes and on the internet. And Garrett does a good job of getting us out there on all the search engines. And so people are writing to us from all over the world. They're listening to us. I mean, people in our own church right here talking to us. Pastor, thank you for having it on there. We have husbands that travel on the road, and the wife can be in the service, and maybe the husband misses service, and he says, I'm listening to the church on the internet, and then I'm able to talk to my wife about what happened in the service and feel like they're a part. And so it's been a big tool and a big blessing. We want to expand that, and we're going to start recording our services and having it recorded live. We have people who visit here and they didn't go back and want to listen to us. This would be kind of cool because a lot of times they miss out on what's going on just by hearing it. They can't get the whole thing when we're using an illustration or other things as well, having some of our worship on there. So we're going to have our video live. It's not cost effective. I don't believe it's wise steward of our time where we're at the church to try to do TV because you only reach a certain amount of people in a certain time slot. And so for us, I feel like it would be more valuable because it's less expensive also, but we can reach more people by having our services live on the internet where you can go to it 24/7 and you can download and watch it. So that's where we're heading. That's where the future's heading. It's already there, and we're going to continue to keep up with what technology's doing and just put our services out there and let it bless more people. And in doing that, it allows also to have a DVD ministry. So if you come and a service has blessed you or something was preached or you missed it, whatever, you can go to the internet or you can come here and buy the DVD and give it to somebody else, and you can take it to a family member or a friend who missed it and say, hey, you need to watch this. This was a cool sermon or whatever happened. You can give it to them. So it allows us to expand and have a DVD ministry. As well as also today, when we get ready to start a church, is when we do church plants. At some point in the future, I believe God will call us to plant churches. From the very beginning, we feel like God has called us to be a mother church to help start other churches. And so let's say we want to start a church in a city, 50 miles from here. Sometimes it's hard to take a bunch of people and move there and get the praise and worship and everything going on. So one of the things that churches are doing now that's been very successful is streamlining their services right into a location. So we could go maybe rent a storefront somewhere, advertise and start a church, send one couple there to pastor that church. But on Sunday mornings, they could go in and they can, because we have a videotape and we can stream live all by the internet right into there, and they can be with us at a silent location and watch our church live from another location. Or they can take the DVD and watch it on a Sunday night, start a small group and start a Sunday night and showing the service on Sunday night, and in that grow to a Sunday morning service. There's a lot of things that can really take place. So this is very important for our church growth to be able to get this equipment and get it purchased and to help us get these going. So it's going to help us expand the ministry and spread the gospel. Are you excited about that? Wouldn't it be great to say, tell your friends, go to the internet, watch what's happening? Yeah. And so we can help expand it. I think it's a wise investment of our money, and it's something we can do very cost effective. Also, in recording and video equipment, we want to buy a security system. We've already looked at one and got it eyed out. We're going to purchase it very soon. We're going to purchase a video system that will go into all the children, preschool, and the nursery. And so we'll have a big monitor in the hallway. So parents, if you want to check on your kids, instead of opening up the door or looking over the door and then kids, ah, mama! You can look in the hallway and check on your kids. And you can feel safe that they're being safe in there and taken care of, and the kids don't cry for you. Isn't that a good thing? And so we're going to take that step, and it's just another way. We've never had any problems here with security, but we want to continue just to be on top of things and stay ahead of the game. And so we can never do enough security for our children, so we're going to do everything we can to make our children safe and make parents feel like it's a safe place, but leave their children and their kids. And so that'll be taping, and we'll have that open where you can see that openly in the hallway. Anytime you want to check on your kids, you can just check that monitor. So that's a good thing. So we're moving those ways, some of the things we're doing with our video equipment. And then also we want to make our church more visible to the public. And so we've done very little advertising. So we're going to get our name out there. And one of the things we want to do is we got some commercials that have already been custom made for Destiny Church. We're going to get them out there. We're going to play them at different places. We're going to forward them on our email list where you can have it and go to our website and just forward it to people on your email list. We're going to have it, or we're going to play it maybe at the movie theaters. You go and before you watch a movie, you'll see our church commercial playing, different things. And so we'll talk more about that in the future. But why don't you go ahead and show? We've got two commercials that have already been cut. And you can see these and tell me what you think about these. These have been done a great job at these. Thank you.
Jesus? Just a question from Destiny Church.
Check this one out here. We got one more here. We got made up here. Tell me what you think about this one. If you like little kids, you'll like this one.
Who is God? Where does he live? Does he have a dog? Does God like mud? Does he like peace?
Does he have a sister?
Does he have a website?
Does he take my teeth? Can he do this?
Does he have any kids?
Don't you just love kids? A message from Destiny Church. Visit us at mydestinychurch.com.
So we got this commercial. Yeah, does it look good? Yeah. So we want to get our commercials out there and make them available just to get our name out there. We've already got a good name in the community, and people are talking about it. There's a buzz out there. I hardly go anywhere. I haven't heard about your church. So just going to continue to get the name out there. Of course, we know word of mouth is always the best advertising you can do. You're going to see our church name on T-shirts at the ball games, sponsoring teams, little league teams. Hey, isn't that great? The church can do that. We can put our name on shirts and help support the community and also get our church name out there. So you're going to see us making our church name more visible to the public now. I feel comfortable. One thing we didn't want to do when we first started was put a bunch of money into advertising and go out there and get a bunch of people to come in and be like, this is kind of great, but where's everybody at? You know, so we were going to wait till we had a good core of people and we have our program set. Now that we have things going on, now we have something to really offer. So now we want to advertise. And so as more people come in and visit, as they're already doing now, they'll say, all right, this is something's going on here. God's moving. So this is another way we're going to do is get more visible in the public. We're going to do it through other ministry opportunities and things happening. We'll tell you more about that in the near future. And number five, some spiritual goals. First of all, I've talked about this before, but I want to make it a goal this year, is to see 80% of our congregation involved in ministry. To see 80% of our congregation involved in ministry. We see where the national statistics tell us that 20% of congregations are actually involved in ministry. They do most of the work, 20%. And I believe this, and I've preached this, and I've taught this, and you know this, that you're not growing unless you're serving. Okay, you'll only grow half as much as you should when you're just attending church. But when you attend and you serve in a ministry, then you're going to grow twice as fast. And you're going to grow twice as much. And so God has always designed for us to serve as our growth. He's always designed for us to learn our abilities. He's always designed for us to learn our giftings through serving. And so we want to get people involved in ministry. We want to help you. We want to get involved in children's and nursery and youth and ushering, greeting, and cooking meals, and doing cleaning, and all these things that take place. We have a lot of things that happen. We want people to start new ministries and expand ministries. I mean, we want you involved in something, on the prayer team, doing something, get involved somewhere and being part of a small group ministry. So many things that are happening. We want you to get involved in a ministry. That's a goal. I believe it's a good goal, and we're going to shoot for it.
Well, Pastor, do you believe you can get 80% of the people involved?
Well, if we want to get 60%, we're doing a lot better than we did, all right? So we're going to shoot to go for 80%. We're going to aim high and let God do what he wants to do. Because I believe if we have 80% people involved in ministry, this church will continue to explode because you're going to be growing. We're going to be using the gifts that God's got us. That's why the name of our church is Destiny Church, because we believe that God's got a destiny for every one of us here. That you're not here by accident, but God's got the giftings he wants you to use and develop in your life. And we want to make our mission statement very clear and very simple. We want to make our mission statement very simple and very clear. In your bulletin, you'll see a mission statement there, and I can't even tell you what it says after 4 years almost. You know, I can be honest, I can't even tell you. I can't tell you what it says, but, you know, I got to look at it and study it once in a while because it's kind of a good, look good on paper, you know, and sound good in an executive meeting, but really it's not good about really memorizing it. So as I'm trying to make things simple, I want to make things simple so everybody in the church can know what's the focus of our church, what's the mission of our church. And I have much prayer and making it simple. This is the mission of our church. Bring that up. Our Destiny's mission is to do this. Simple. We're going to love God. We're going to love people. And we're going to teach others to do the same. Very easy to understand. Because Jesus said, Pastor, how do you get that? Why is it that simple? Because Jesus was asked. He said, after all the things in the Bible have been written about what to do and what not to do, Jesus was asked the question, that's a lot of things. Jesus, a lot of things have been said and taught, but what really is the most important thing we can do? He simply said this, that you love God with all your heart. And he wants you to passionately love God with everything within you. He said, and I want you to love your neighbor as yourself. Those two things right there, and he's called us to go and make disciples. Those are the three things we've really been told to do in Scripture that is for everybody here, every one of us here. So we need to realize that at Destiny Church, we want you to passionately love God. We want you to come in. That's why we dim the lights during worship, and we have a lot of worship because we want you to fall in love with God. And when you're singing to Him, that your passion for Him grows and you want to live for Him and grow in your relationship with Him. We want you to learn to genuinely love people. And that's only something God can do. Sometimes we're selfish in our own nature, so we're trying to reverse that and really have a love for each other and for people that aren't even here yet, people that are out there, people who just need to be loved, people who need to be accepted for where they are and who they are. We learn to genuinely love people. And I've been praying that prayer, and God has done it in my life. He's given me a genuine love for people. And I believe today that God's going to continue to do that in Destiny Church, that we make this our prayer, that God would help me to love people. And then we simply teach others to do the same thing. We just replicate ourselves and other people. And so we're making it very simple, very clear what we're doing. I know this year, this is going to be a great year. I'm excited about what God's going to do as we continue to grow. We're going to order 100 chairs, and I don't think those are going to last us very long, to be honest with you. And then we'll just cross that bridge when we need to, about when we start a second service. We'll let growth dictate what we have to do. We're not going to rush anything. But we're going to let God's timing. All along, I told God will build people, and you build the church. That's been our very beginning. That God will build people, will invest in people, will love people, will disciple people, and we'll let you worry about the building. When we needed the building here, this became available, and He got us into it. When we're going to need a new building or a new place, God's going to have it already. God already knows it. Isn't that cool? God's already got a place He's preparing for us, and we don't even know it yet. So we don't have to worry about that and lose focus. We stay focused on building the church, which is people, building relationships with each other, loving God or loving people. That's what we're doing. And we're discipling, teaching others to do the same thing. Very simple. We all can memorize that. This year, I believe, is going to be one of the best years we've ever had. I believe that with all my heart. It's just not saying that because it's a thing to say the first year. But I just believe it in my heart. This is going to be such an exciting year. Look around you and you see all the new faces that are coming in, all the new people that are here. That means God's doing something. God's up to something. And so we're excited about what God's going to do. We're going to see Him at this time today. We're going to take communion together just as a time and remembrance of what God has done and what God's going to do. So I'm going to ask our servers to come to the front today. And as our servers come to the front and get ready to serve our communion. Today, communion is a time of saying, God, we remember what You did for us on the cross. And we can have all the dreams, we can have all the vision in the world, but if we get this right here, it's nothing. If we get this right here, it's nothing. This is what it's about right here. That's what it's about. Without His blood, that is mercy and grace in our life. It's nothing. I want you guys to go ahead and grab your communion and take your places. We're going to do things a little bit different today. We're going to try something, see if we can do without getting too many people clogged up at the traffic jam. So we're going to ask you, as every section, including this section right here, everybody to exit to the right, come down to the front. There'll be someone right there with your communion, and go back up the other aisle. All except for this last section over here, then you can blend in the section right here, okay? So come to your right, receive the elements, go back up the left side of the aisle, and go back in. If we all do that right, I think we can do this without a big traffic jam. So I'm going to ask you to stand up where you're at today. We're going to come today and receive the elements, go back to your seat when you receive those, and we'll pray over those and take those together. But come, let's receive the elements this morning.
The more I love. your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love
today,
is so deep.
We know this, that
it's more than I can
prepare our hearts to take communion. Today it's exciting time. First of all, we went last night and bought extra trays. We still almost out right now. They've done a good thing, the cool thing. We bought extra trays last Christmas, Eve service, when we did the bought an extra tray then we bought another one this week, extra, and we almost still ran out still. So that's how fast we're growing at this point right now. So that's an awesome thing. To God be the glory for that. But today, as we take this time of communion, it's a time that Jesus asked us to do. When he said, we do this in remembrance of him, what he did at the cross for us. And he was teaching his disciples this before he went away to be crucified. He was teaching them that when we come together, certain times when we come together as Christians, that we continue to take communion in remembrance of him. And today, as we talk about our past and where we've been, and talk about our future to where we're going, today we're excited about that, but we realize if it's not for the cup of Jesus Christ and for his body being broken, that none of this is possible. None of us will be here. But it's through his grace and his mercy and his blessings upon us today that we're here. So we're going to today do this. So let's take our bread and hold it up. Father, the bread which represents your body. You said to take this bread and to break it and to eat it in remembrance of you. It's a remembrance of your body which was broken for us, which was nailed to the cross, which was beaten, stripes upon your back, nails in your hands and feet. We're all done for me. We're all done for me. And today we remember your body, which was given up for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's eat the bread together. He said, likewise, in the same manner, we take the cup, which represents the blood of Jesus that was shed. Shed for the forgiveness of our sins. So today when we take this juice, it represents the blood of Jesus. And this is no ordinary blood. This is the blood of our Savior. Only his blood had the power to forgive us of our sins. Only his blood could erase all the wrong in my life when I confess him. Only his blood had this power. So today we take it in remembrance of the blood which was shed on the cross. Father, we pray over the cup today. May we never forget, it's through the blood of Jesus Christ is the reason that we are here. We thank you for all the people that are here today taking of the cup. We thank you in advance for all the people that are going to come and continue to break bread with us and take communion with us. But today, we do this in remembrance of you and your blood, which was shed for forgiveness of our sins. In Jesus' name. Let's drink together. Just take a minute right now and make it personal. Father, we love you today, God. We love you, Father. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. We thank you for the blessings in our life, church. From the seven families you started in a prayer meeting in the basement to where we are today, over 300 strong. God, you're moving on our behalf. God, you're doing something. God, we know it's only because your grace and mercy, Lord, where you're moving. And God, we just continue to say, God, you lead us, you anoint us, you direct us. God, we want you to be in control of every step of our church. This is your church, God, and we're going to follow your direction. Give us creative ideas in reaching people with the kingdom of God. May we not put you in a box. May we not put ministry in a box. May God help us to think outside the box. Lord, to reach people creative in our thinking, Lord, and in our outreach, our messages and our music. May everything we do continue to point people to you, your Son, Jesus Christ. And may they be want to walk in this spirit-filled walk, the spirit-filled journey, which empowers us by your Holy Spirit. It says we're to walk in the Spirit. Every day we journey on this walk, empowered by your Holy Spirit, praying that your Holy Spirit would fill us, fill our lives, direct us, empower us to be your witness. We thank you today. We thank you today. Let me say to you today, if Justin's going to come, he's going to say a closing prayer over us. I want to say this to you. Thank you today for staying. I know I kept you about 20 minutes later than we usually do. We had a lot to get done today. And I think you've been so patient. teenagers and elementary that are in here today. Thank you. You've been so good today. You've been very on your best behavior. You usually go to your class and you stayed in with us today. Thank you. Parents, give them a hand. Didn't they do a good job? Yeah, staying with us today. We say God bless you. We'll see you tonight at 5:30, and Justin's going to close us out in prayer. Amen.
Lord God, we just thank you so much for your presence here today. And God, we pray that even as we leave, God, that we would stay in this moment here with you. God, let our thoughts, God, let our actions, God, all lead us back to our love for you and your great love for us. And Lord, we pray that the vision that you've given the pastors and leadership of the church would be sealed within us, God. Lord, that we may be on one accord to accomplish the great things that you have for us to accomplish. God, we do believe that we have a destiny in you. And we believe that it's a great destiny for reaching lost souls. God, let that passion burn like a fire within us, God, and let it consume our bones. And now, God, we just pray that you would bless us and keep us together in Jesus' name. Amen.